from staying up nights to setting evening alarms to give a wake-up call to the fiancé on the other side of the world. If you have had a long-distance fiancé, this episode is for you. My name is Isha and this podcast is called Culture Chaos. Having spent all of my life as a proud Mumbai girl, my mind sort of went for a toss when I moved abroad, and since the past 5 years, I have been traveling from one country to another and have lost count of how many cities and houses I have moved. Culture chaos is what the state of my mind is. All my experiences of life away from home, trying to just make sense out of things. Whether it is love, arranged, or even if it's just your best friend, you have probably been close to someone who has lived in a different country than you. With a different country, what comes indefinitely is an entirely different time zone. That's basically where the fun begins. When in a long-distance engagement, you sort of become this unique species which is miles apart from a logical and intelligent human being. I have spotted several from this species in all the places that I've lived in, and especially in North America. Whether male or female, this species is going to spend maximum time on the phone. From early morning wake-up calls to checking on food intake, water intake, taking regular mood updates, and extensive phone time in the evenings, especially at nights. These are all the specific traits of this NRI fiancé species. I have spotted mostly men. So I see them in grocery stores, laundromats, or just the lobbies or parking lots of their said apartments. Why the lobbies or parking lots, you ask? Because of course you need privacy if you're living with roommates. You can't really show the silly side of you which coddles the significant other, engages in baby talk and says I love you multiple times in a conversation. I can usually tell if this species is talking to each other when I see the body language. In a grocery store, the guy might usually be getting dietary recommendations from his girlfriend back home, and he's patiently hearing her out with a constant smile or even a blush on his face. If the person is standing in a park or in a secluded place, probably a street corner or even the lobby of his building, he might be leaning against the wall, his head slightly bent, one leg on the wall, and talking on the phone and listening to his significant other with a slight, slow sway in his body. NRI long-distance courtships are hard. Like the regular courtship, which they call the golden period back home, there is nothing much to celebrate in this phase, but it is sweet on its own. Entirely defined by phone calls and video chats, this is a period of waiting and dreaming and planning a life ahead. One person is going to leave the comforts of family in India and move back to a strange new land, and the other person is going to welcome the significant other in his life and make it like a dream. This too is love. You leave your family, your friends, the comforts of home, your country, and even your career to be with your future spouse. If that is not love and commitment, then I don't know what is. The toughest part is the wait. The wait which just doesn't seem to end. And then there's a wedding to plan, which in itself is absurd levels of insanity. There's just so many confusing emotions one goes through during this courtship with the NRI fiancé. Back in India, parents are doing their best to organize a wedding, and back in the West, the fiancé is planning to welcome the spouse here. New house, new kitchen, new lifestyle, new financial adjustments, and possibly lots of travel plans and the dream of a beautiful marriage. I have been married for 3 years now, and that's how I started too. My husband was in the US and I was in India during our 1 year long courtship. I literally lived with my phone 24/7. I would wake up early in the morning to talk to my then fiancé, whose entire evening was kept aside for long phone conversations with me. He would wake up early in the mornings too to do the same with my time zone. Time zones are a real pain in the backside, but I guess that's also the beauty of things, and they do their share to add to the thrill. It's It's like one is living on the phone and video calls. One figures out ways to have all the experiences together. Going shopping? No problem. Everything will be shared as a photograph on WhatsApp and the significant other will pick. Birthday? You're gonna cut the cake while on video chat and are indefinitely gonna put a piece of cake while the fiancé opens his mouth wide and does ah. You're gonna schedule a time to watch your favorite series together and pause and talk to each other every time something scandalous happens on the show. Even though your fiancé lives thousands of miles away from you, they're gonna know more about you than any other humans living under the same roof with you do. No matter how hard the loneliness can get, it's a period full of dreams and promises and it is quite magical. I would say that this long-distance NRI courtship is really like a bittersweet poetry. It's painful yet satisfying and amazing all at the same time. With that comes an end to my today's episode. Stay tuned for my upcoming episodes every Tuesday where I share my stories about searching for comfort and navigating life away from home. This podcast is available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, or your preferred podcast app. You can find more content for Culture Chaos on Twitter and Facebook. I would love to hear back from you, so please feel free to write to me on my email. You can also leave your feedback in the form of a review on iTunes. Thank you for listening. This is Isha, and you're listening to Culture Chaos.